my refinance in, I don't know, 2005-ish maybe was with them. My remodeled in 2014 maybe was with them. Who knows what the future holds if I'd ever do anything ever again, refinance, remodel, or buy a new home. I'll go Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com, the very best record-setting and award-winning and the best in the business. PrimeLendingSC.com. The big dog ESPN play-by-play voice joins us, Mr. Roy Philpott. Good morning, Roy. How are you doing this morning?
My friend, doing well. Hope you guys are too. Just one day closer to the start of the season, so everybody should be in a good mood right now.
We're in a great mood. You are in a great mood, I take it, because there is breaking news in ESPN that Roy Philpott has signed the longest-term contract that you've ever signed. Congratulations on your new deal.
I appreciate that. We got that done this week, man. If you talk to people that live in the Philpott household, they would tell you it's gotten a little stressful at times, at moments, just waiting to get it done. And it tends to happen like at the 11th hour, and that's what this one did. But, yeah, we signed a new 3-year deal earlier this week and pretty excited about that. You know, as well as most, that, you know, it's a tough industry, and you like to have a little staying power. You'd like to have security, and a 3-year contract, at least for the next 36 months, we'll give you that, and then you're back to it. But yeah, it was a big deal here, and I appreciate it.
Okay, so what was your current contract up, or did you re-up while you still had other terms, other years to own it? How was that negotiation going?
So yeah, there was a lot happening. So my old contract expired actually yesterday on my oldest daughter's birthday. Anna Catherine turned 16 yesterday, and the contract was expiring yesterday, and the ink was dry on the new deal the day before. So like literally it all happened the morning right before the old deal expired. So there was a lot happening. That's why I said it was a little stressful just trying to figure it all out and make sure it got done. But I don't know, man. I think that's just like how sports go. And I mean, here, like some of these contracts with, you know, bigger names in the media or, you know, with athletes, and a lot of times, you know, wherever the leverage lies, they're going to wait until the last minute to kind of, you know, do their thing. And, you experience that and ready to move past it and just happy it got done, if you know what I mean.
Oh, sure. All right. But now, in your mind, and walk us through, and by the way, avoid any of these and give me some coach speak if you have to. But I want to dive into it if you allow us, and we don't have to. Is there an agent involved in this, an attorney involved in this? Do you have someone negotiating on your behalf, or is this you in the trenches negotiating this?
Yeah. So, like, when I first started at ESPN, I mean, it was just, you know, when I was still there at 105.5, we just sent a demo reel to a boss, and you just kind of hope for the best. And, you know, I certainly got fortunate there. But once I was in, you know, I just kind of talked to people, and the thought process was, you know, you can get an agent, you can sign with an agent, but you're going to be giving away, you know, as much as 10% of what you make, and you already have your foot in the door. Now, I've been approached by agents semi-aggressively, and it's probably been a couple of years since the last time it happened. And, you know, I've had conversations, but the reality is once you're kind of in the business, unless you're going to another company, like if I wanted to try to go to CBS or Fox or something along those lines, you know, it probably would be in my best interest to have one. But internally with the same company, and, you know, I really didn't want to go anywhere. You know, nobody really has the inventory that ESPN has with basketball and football, baseball, all the different sports. I didn't really want to go anywhere. They didn't want me to go anywhere. So, no, it was me. I don't have an agent, and I'm pretty comfortable with that, at least right now. I've learned to never say never in any walk of life. So who knows what the future holds. But, no, it's just me in the trenches, man. You're fighting a solo battle and just trying to stay afloat.
All right, if we can. In your mind, like you said, they like you, you like them. And you knew y'all. Was there a 1% doubt that it wouldn't work, or is it like we know this is going to work? It just comes down to the leverage and the negotiations part.
No, there was doubt. I mean, there was doubt because the conversation began, I would say, 6 weeks ago, with an initial offer, and then You know, you could say it goes back and forth for a little bit, but there's not a lot of back and forth. It's a lot of, okay, this is where we are, and then you go to sleep and you wake up the next morning, this is where we are, and then it's, you know, wash, rinse, repeat for the better part of a month. So I would be lying if I said that there was, you know, that there was never doubt. No, there always is until you put that pen to paper. You know, if you're trying to close on a house, if you're trying to close any kind of real estate deal, or you're buying a company, you're selling a company, whatever it may be, until it's done, I mean, there's always a little bit of doubt. So, yeah, I think that's fair to say. But, I mean, you know, when we started talking, their stance was, we want to be in business with Roy Philpott. And I was like, yeah, I still want to be with ESPN, and this has been great. And, you know, it's just a matter of getting to the finish line, which, again, was the day before the whole deal expired.
All right. I think I'm right with saying this. Your longest-term contract yet?
3-year deal, longest I've ever done. I've done a series of 2-year deals, but yeah, 3-year deal is that's a nice commodity in our business and with ESPN for sure.
So, like, negotiating sports teams, let's take an athlete, like an owner, and there's a holdout, and there's an athlete, and they're saying bad things about each other and what they're wanting, all, and then you sign the deal, like, oh yeah, we still love each other, we're awesome. It is a little bit like it's a little bit almost disingenuous, or like fake, like you have to fake like you're really a hardliner. They're faking their hardlining, and then when you sign it, you're like, oh hey buddy, welcome back, we love you so much.
I think that's valid. Yeah, I think that's valid. There's no doubt, and you know the people that you deal with, and there's multiple entities within our company, you know, because there's, you know, I do a bunch of different sports, and then there's the talent office. And so you have relationships all over, and you're kind of managing those throughout the process. But, you know, really there's just one or two people you're dealing with when it comes to the negotiation. And it's very much like what you just said. Absolutely.
Because they're trying to save every dime, and you're trying to make every dime. You got kids. Right. I mean, you got a future. You got it. Retirements and you know, you're worried about your inheritance you're gonna leave your kids, right? So you're
well,
fighting for
you
your
know
family
what, though, like I it's funny you say retirement. I mean, do I want to retire?
No.
I you hear people that retire and then like within weeks or months they're kind of dabbling back in whatever business or industry they were in. And you also read studies that suggest that, you know, you live longer, you feel better, you're more engaged if you don't ever fully retire. And, you know, I would hope – now, my perspective may change, and again, never say never to anything. It may be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 30 years from now, I'm like, yeah, I do want to retire. I'm done with this. And I've always thought that people kind of have a shelf life of about 10 years doing the same thing anyways until you get a little antsy and you want to do something else. And maybe that's just me, but I don't know that I ever want to truly, fully retire. I don't know. I like what I do too much, and that could change in the future. But I, you know, maybe could I lessen the workload at some point in time? Perhaps. But I think if I retire, like, and I get bored, I don't think that's a good thing. You know, like, I always kind of need something going on, and you know, have something in the fire cooking.
So I'm a huge Jordan Peterson fan, and one of his podcasts, he's talking about this, and he's saying that he goes, everybody wants to retire and go live on a beach and drink these umbrella drinks. He goes, that's the worst plan I've ever heard in my life. Like that, who wants to be bored with that? And the other one's Dan Patrick.
I don't want to do that. Look, 10 years from now, I may feel different, and somebody's probably listening right now saying, man, I used to feel the exact same way Philpott does. I get it. And then your philosophy shifts. Just right now, and kind of where I've been, you know, since getting into sports, I've always just felt like, you know, I don't know if I ever really, truly want to retire, but we'll see.
So Dan Patrick was asked. He had Bob Stoops on the show like 2 days after Stoops retired. Right, and the Danettes asked him, said, Dan, are you going to give us, because Stoops abruptly retired, and we've seen the rocking chair tours that some people will take, where they'll take a whole, Mike Krzyzewski, you know, like, I'm going to go, all these places are going to give me all these gifts. And so the question to Dan Patrick was, when you retire, is it going to be abrupt, or are you going to give us a year where we can have this big farewell lap, right? And he says, when you retire to something better. What's better than this?
Like, yeah.
Like, this is awesome. They're going to pay us to keep doing this?
Right. No, I'm not doing that. And by the way, Stoops retired from college football. But
yes.
You know, I've seen him the last 3 springs in the UFL. You know, he's still doing something. Every time I've called a game at Oklahoma, he stops by the booth. And, you know, he's doing whatever he's doing. But, yeah.
But that's because he figured it out. Like, he thought when on that day, he's talking about, saying, yeah, I'll never coach again. You're never coach again? No, I'll never coach again. And then here he is. He's coaching. Yeah. Always out there. Always, yeah. Likeable guy, by the way. You like Bob Stoops when you're around him?
I had a difficult time, and I think I shared this story with you guys before. One of the first bigger games I had at ESPN when I was still there at the station was an Oklahoma game right in the middle of their playoff run in 2015. Baker Mayfield, and they were playing Iowa State. And so, we went out to Norman. I remember doing my show there at the Embassy Suites in Norman before going to talk to him. And, right before we got there, they told me, hey, we want you to do an interview with Stoops on camera that could run on Game Day or SportsCenter. I was like, okay. And, I was nervous, honestly. And so we sit down, we talk with him. Lincoln Riley was still calling plays offensively there. We talked with Lincoln. He was great. And then I was like, hey, Bob, we want to interview you, on camera that they may run on Game Day or SportsCenter. I was like, I just got three questions for you. He's like, okay, great. And so, I run the three questions by him. And then we get on camera, and he just, it was like four-word answers, and it was bad. And
it's the worst.
I was just kind of like, this is not what I expected. So he was difficult then. My interactions with him since then have been nothing but great. So I don't know what the deal was that day. I may have just caught him on a bad day, or he may have sensed that I was nervous as crap and didn't want to do anything. So it wasn't a great experience with him at the time, but I think a lot of others have had a different deal with him.
All right, you led me to my next question that I didn't think about too much. All right, you're an experienced broadcaster now. You've seen it almost at all, right? What's the coach or the situation where you'd be nervous now?
Oh, boy.
Besides this Friday, besides this the segment every week.
Yeah. When I do – God, I have different relationships with them, with Jeff Monken or – Coach Newberry at Army and Navy, yeah. I always feel like I want to be more buttoned up and be more respectful. And I've got Army week two at Kansas State, which I'm pretty excited about. And I just saw Jeff in Charlotte 2 weeks ago at American Media Days. But I always feel like I just want to make sure that I'm asking the right questions. And you know what I mean?
Yes.
You just want to feel more buttoned up with them. A little bit there. Outside of that, talking to Jaden Daniels when he was making that Heisman Trophy run, I was a little nervous then. But he was so cool and laid back and chill and transparent. It kind of faded away. It doesn't happen often. But, if you go into an interview and maybe you don't know the person that well, you've never really talked to him extensively before, and, there's, 10 people listening in, sometimes that gets to be a little nerve-wracking. But for the most part, I like to tell you, we're pretty calm and collected in most of those deals, I think.
All right, let me throw one for you. Let's say you have North Carolina NC State in November, and you got Bill Belichick, and you go in. A little bit of juices flowing there or not?
A little bit, yeah. Because I have no
right
relationship there at all. I will tell you, everybody I know that's been around him did the ACC tour a couple of days ago, media days last month. They've all been just stunned at how easy and how good it's been with Bill Belichick so far. So file that away and see if that continues.
All right, let's do it. All right, quickly, and I want to get into starting next week. You have your first three games. Can we announce those today or not?
Yeah. We've got we'll follow Corso's last show after game day on ESPN. Week one, Mississippi State at Southern Miss. And then week two, Army at Kansas State, a primetime game also on ESPN. And then week three, Oklahoma, speaking of Bob Stoops, and they're at Temple on ESPN2, the third week of the season. So, yeah, we got those three set up, and then we're just waiting to start working now.
All right. I think I heard it right, and I don't remember it being this way. You're right. Mississippi State's at Southern Miss in Hattiesburg, at Robert Stadium in Hattiesburg. What are they doing
Dangerous game.
To Hattiesburg? Yeah.
Dangerous game because Southern Miss has – Marshall's roster from last year.
Right.
It's very crazy.
Yeah.
Took the head coach, took the quarterback, took the play callers, and 17 other players in a team that won the Sun Belt is now at the worst team in the Sun Belt last year, hosting an in-state rival. There's some surprising juice in that game.
I've been to Hattiesburg before. I know I'm the only person in the world's ever been there. You're going to like Hattiesburg. Have you done a game at Southern Miss before?
Never done a football game there, no.
It's an interesting place, man. I can't wait to hear about that. Let's talk more about that coming up. And congratulations. A lot of listeners are texting in. Congratulations as well. And,
I appreciate it.
Can't wait to hear the Philpott games. And let's start talking about those individual games when we visit next week.
Yeah, you got it, man. Look, I appreciate you guys having me on and sharing that information. This is home for me here in the upstate. And so, I like to feel like I'm taking a lot of folks that have listened to me and listened to the station over the years along on the ride with me. So I appreciate that.
And your daughter, did she get a bigger birthday present? You got a big new deal, man. She gets a car. She's 16. She gets a great big Lamborghini now from that big contract.
Now, I don't think it's anything like that. But, we're trying to keep the power bill paid and get ready for college and all those kinds of things. So, it's one day at a time here in the Philpott household.
I hear you. Congratulations on a very serious note. Well-deserved, and I'm happy for you guys. And let's talk about those games next week.
Yeah, you got it. Take care.
All right, Roy Philpott, newly signed ESPN play-by-play voice, the big dog. Short break. Let's do open phone lines. We got a lot to get into in the final two segments of Landon's summertime internship. Much more after this.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers, that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit blockhaven.com for more information today.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
It's bow time. When you combine the bold taste of a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with dill pickles, Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, and a toasted bun that's great on the go, you get Bo's Bird Dog. In fact, you can grab two of them for $5. Available for a limited time only. It's bow time.
Looking for a big new game to play? Well, there's no game bigger than the new dino-sized Jurassic Park scratch-off game from the South Carolina Education Lottery, which gives you a chance to win up to $200,000 instantly. And if that weren't enough, you can enter for a chance to win an exciting trip to beautiful Hawaii, where you could win up to $1 million. So get down to your local lottery retailer today, and welcome to Jurassic Park. For game odds and details, visit sceducationlottery.com or the Players Club app.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have, to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter. hot coffee?
The Mickey Filer Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Blues Traveler. I love when it, on the lyrics on that one is the TV. I'll think of the lyric I like here in a minute, and which is pretty cool. We'll get that. I do want to tell you quickly, I got it on my mind watching my screen, and my ADD kicks in here. TigerSports.com, 50th anniversary. I just talked about it with Will during the break. He's a big Grateful Dead fan. They've got Deadhead Clemson T-shirts. Like, I didn't think I would ever see Clemson Deadhead T-shirts. Also didn't think I'd see Lululemon with up to 40% off. So that's really cool. And Clemson having their own shoe, the Pegasus stuff. So get in touch with our friends over at Tiger Sports Shop. Got to get the new Nike sideline apparel stuff. I like that, all the throwback stuff, the old logo stuff. Fantastic things going on at Tiger Sports for 50 years. Tiger Sports, College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard. Landon, before you go back to school, you got to go by and get all your Tiger gear through all that. And most importantly, on our kickoff countdown, Clemson and LSU right now, 14 days, 16 hours, 32 minutes, and 29 seconds to Clemson and LSU in Death Valley. That's but anyway, right? Let me
yes.
Make sure I've got my my lyrics right on this because I don't want to misquote. Is it? John Popper?
John Popper. Look at you.
Thank you. Are they still around?
They don't tour as much because Popper had some health issues. Obviously, huge guy. Yeah. But they still tour every now and again. Yeah.
All right. Here's the line I was thinking of. The newsman said not to sit on strange toilet seats. It's my life he's trying to save. But anyway. But I found out I have eye cancer. Too many television rays. Isn't that great? Isn't that great, man? Yeah, talented guy. And he lost a bunch of weight, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he lose like tons of weight? He did a lap band or something?
Yes, I think so.
John Popper. How old is John Popper now?
I want to say he's like 55. Maybe older than that. Maybe older than that.
58.
Wow.
58. So they're Blues Traveler. They're still as a Blues Traveler band.
They still put albums out, too.
Oh, they just don't tour as much? Or is they just not as active? Or
I don't think so. I could be wrong. I'd love to see him live. That's one of the few bands that I would love to see that I have yet to see.
Yeah, I would too. Talented, man. Talented. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Delvin, hang on. We want to hear now. I'll get to you after we hear from Dabo. They had their final scrimmage of the year yesterday, and Dabo Swinney met with the media and kind of gave an opening statement and an injury update.
All right. Questions?
Perks, is he?
Oh, he'd be all right. He'd be good to go. He didn't go today. We held him today, but he'd be all right.
Okay. Just general takeaways from today.
Would you like? Today is it was good. This is always actually one of my favorite days because you kind of, I don't know, whatever long 17 days or so we've been going since the 29th when we first started. So there's a ton of installation, and it's got to get to that point where, you know, it's been a lot of good on good. And so a lot of times some of those twos think they should be ones. And so this is always a day where I go all, everybody's a one. Because I put the so-called twos versus the ones in every situation. And so everybody's a one, right? Because if you are back up, when you go in the game, they don't call timeout and take, you know, Cade out and, you know, all them guys out and put in the backups. That doesn't work. That's not how it works. And so today is always a great day to be able to evaluate where our backups are. And a lot of them get exposed on this day. And some of them show, hey, okay, they're ready for the show. Again, the play may be bad, but we're evaluating each one of them and getting and how they do their job versus what we think is the best we got. And so it was a critical day from that standpoint. And then this is the day, this day won us the championship last year. this day right here, won us the ACC championship, because it's a critical situation day and end of the game type of stuff. And that's, all of a sudden, you don't ever know, you don't need it till you need it, right? And end of the game in Charlotte, we executed into the game situation. It literally, what we do on this practice showed up on that game day. And so a lot of critical end of the game situations, special situations, big play, need a touchdown, 2 seconds on the clock, 3 seconds on the clock, no timeout, last plays of the game, overtime, 2 points. I mean, there was just a lot of things that we got done, and then just got another 2-minute rack. Got some, good bit of high red zone, some low down in the green area. So just a good day, but mostly, you know, our twos on ones, and some guys kind of showed up, some guys got exposed, and so it's an opportunity for everybody to get better from it. But this is our last preseason game, and that's all we get. You know, we only get two, and so always try to do it at this time of camp. Tomorrow will be kind of breaking camp mode for us. We'll practice tomorrow, and when we finish up tomorrow, they'll have Saturday off, and we'll come back in Sunday, and it's game prep. So tomorrow's kind of last day of that camp mentality, and then we got Sunday, and then we got all day Monday, Tuesday, two full days with no school to really have two good days of game prep. So then they'll start school next Wednesday. So this is a critical time for us as coaches. We got to make some decisions, because again, you only go based on what the tape shows and what you've been able to evaluate at this point. So I got to make some decisions and start getting our football team ready. I mean, we won't have to cut nobody, which is a great thing, but we got to decide who the two deep are and get ready to go play.
Who's some of the second guy, team guys that kind of showed out?
All right, that is Dabo Swinney from after yesterday's practice. I love the opening comment because he wanted to know about Walker Parks, healthy or not. And, you know, Dabo's, he's not telling. He's trying to talk, but he's not trying to say anything. Now, a lot of times he does, but in the opening game, like if you notice, there's still a little bit of secrecy. Did you get that, Will and Landon? Like, I'm not going to come out and say, yeah, you know, he's got a strain, a level 2 strain in his left knee, and the MCL is looking this, and so he's not giving that stuff away.
I love the way he said it. Yeah, just he's good. Yeah. He didn't play, but he'll be fine.
I've told you before many times that if Dabo said 2 to 4 weeks, you add them together, 6, because he's so optimistic about injuries. Now, to be clear, the first game of the year is the most unknown for everybody. Everybody knows that. There's no, you know, you're going – against an opponent for the first time and all that. I will say this. I've never run this by a coach. Jeff Scott, if you're listening right now, call in. If you're a former coach right now, call in, because I want to run this strategy by you. All right? And this doesn't always work because you get 20 hours a week and all this stuff. But I always hear this. In the opening game, if you're not playing somebody, Clemson's not going to hold back with LSU. But let's say that you are – let me give you a game here. Bear with me 1 second. Kind of get this thing right. Let's say in the Duke and Elon game. Well, let me give you a big spread. I don't know what spread is now. Let me give you like a – when Wake Forest is playing Kennesaw State, all right? The conventional wisdom is that, Wake Forest is not going to show anything. They're going to be very vanilla. And they have Western Carolina the next week. So the first 2 weeks before the third game of the season, NC State, they're not going to show you anything. I have the exact opposite philosophy. And if you're a football coach out there, a retired football coach, please call in and let me know if I'm totally off base. Or am I crazy with this? I would show you stuff. I'd show you everything. I'd run more formations, more motions. You know what I'm going to do? Even if I'm not an option team, I'm going to run some option there because I'm going to make you prepare for that. I'm going to show you stuff in the first 2 weeks against Kennesaw State and Western Carolina that you're going to have to prepare for it. And I know I'm not going to run it against you. I'm going to show you stuff that not holding back and being vanilla. I'm going to be vanilla and strawberry and chocolate and butter pecan and birthday cake and raspberry and blueberry. I'm going to show it all of you, knowing that when I play you, I'm only going to run the raspberry. I'm only going to run the blueberry. But I'm going to give you all kinds of stuff. Because I want you to have to prepare for an unbelievable amount of information out this way, knowing that when I play you, I am not running anything.
Especially with the option. That's just going to inundate any any defense with just so many different things.
When you
to worry
run
about.
Some option, you have to prepare for the option, right? Even though you might not be very good at it, but if you go into a game and somebody shows you option and you hadn't covered option that week or you hadn't played an option team that week, like, you know. Now, it is hard, though. It is hard because I'm limited in my time. And part of it, the reason you can do it against Kennesaw State and Western Carolina is we're not going to lose those games. I do have a former football coach on hold right now, a guy that coached many, many years. Married Orange, how you doing this morning?
Milky Plaller. Nothing
Milky
better.
Palmer. Yeah, Milky Palmer.
I've always been a fan all my life of the Milky Palmer show.
I love that for sure. Hey, by the way, I understand you work out. You and Landon's dad, are y'all workout partners? Y'all work out a lot together?
I've just seen Landon's dad.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him this week. No, I was out last week. Had to go take my daughter off. Had job offers. She just finished her physical therapy degree, Mick.
Oh,
got her
awesome,
boards,
man.
Everything. Had
awesome.
Job offers all over the state.
Congratulations.
And so she chose to go to Salt Lake City. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was asking a good friend of mine yesterday, and he got one in college now, and his other one's like a high school junior, senior. And I was like, how is it like almost empty nested? He goes, well, you know, you prepare them to leave, and like they're preparing to leave. So it's not as bad. I mean, you're going to miss them and all that. But like if you've done your job as a parent, the last probably 5 years, but about 12 years, 13 years old, like they're starting to pull away from you and you're trying to prepare them. So if you've done your job, right, like you have done, you've prepared them. So when she goes to Salt Lake City, yo, you were a little bit worried about her, but if she's as mature as you think she is and she's doing, like, she'll be fine. She'll do great.
Well, right, that's right. With tears in my eyes, I said, hey, I'm glad you're living your dreams. Your dreams and not mine.
Yeah.
So that's what she's got to do.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so tell me this on this football deal here. Did you hear the conversation?
I did. Oh, I listen all the time. Yeah, right. I love listening. Willis Burkett, because I coached in Greenwood.
Yep.
And we never, ever threw the ball. But when we got a chance to, when we played some teams that we knew that we could completely try to mess up somebody's scouting report.
Yes.
Buddy, we're slinging it all over the place.
Yes.
That wasn't in our game, but if you needed it, also it gave you a little practice on some stuff. So, you know, if you don't throw it much and you've got a team that's not very good, that you know, you're physically a whole lot better, and if you play well, it really shouldn't be close. So you get those situations, good chance to practice in live, you know, other than like a 7-on-7, because the quarterback knows, okay, I can be hit here.
I love it.
So it changes things, but you completely just throw out the – you try to mess up scouting reports as much as you can on those games, for sure.
I love that philosophy. By the way, as far as like your quarterback knowing I can do it, I'm watching an interview with Jack Nicklaus yesterday, and Jack said in 1966, I think it is, he goes, I have an 8-footer to win the U.S. AM. He goes, I make the putt. And he goes, it was the biggest putt of my life, because then for the rest of my life, I knew I could do it when I had to do it. And he said, he's 17 years old or whatever, is the biggest putt he ever had. But it proved to him that when it had to be done, I can do this. I've done it before, and I can do this. That's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this.
Jordan.
As a high school coach, as a football coach, how hard is it to not overcoach? And I'm going to leave you the story. I'm going to lead into it with a story. So buddy of mine's a head coach at an upstate school here a few years ago, and they've got this big game plan put together, right? And he says, like, the third play of the game, they run just a simple pitch sweep to the short side of the field, right, into the boundary. And they get like 8 yards. And he goes, I look at my offensive coordinator and went, run it again. And they get like 15. And he goes, run it again. And he got like 12, whatever. And he said, run it till they stop it. And so like the offensive coordinator's like, well, coach, I got all these plays in here. But the idea is like we want to win the game. And so we're not going to overthink this. They can't stop this. Let's do it. Is that hard as a coach? Because you want to coach, but sometimes you just got to pull the dogs back and go, no, let's do that. Is that tough?
Yeah, you have to. And I don't want to get too specific, but a good friend of mine was coaching in a huge, huge game, never threw a pass the whole game.
Yeah.
And although everybody was saying, hey, you need to throw it, it's like, hey, we're not throwing it.
Yeah.
We're not throwing it. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's working. We're getting first downs. We're moving. We're running clock. We're keeping it off of their explosive players.
Yeah.
And it's not pretty, but that's not what we're looking for, to be pretty. We're looking to win.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. It's hard to do sometimes, but, you know, you have to fight your natural tendencies of, you know, want to look good. But,
yeah.
You know, that's.
I want to show somebody how smart I am. How about that? Rather than, yeah, we're going to win this football game. Hey,
throw the ball and you throw a pick six and get beaten.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what are you going to do, turn around to the guy in the stand saying, okay, I threw it. You know, and then he's, so that's the thing. It's just. Yeah, that's kind of frustrating listening to people in the stands anyway, but
Hey, congratulations to your daughter. That's great stuff, man. And keep me up to date with her because I know y'all are awfully proud of her.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Take care,
see you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Married Orange. Little play calling stuff. Quickly, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist do an incredible job with your garage floor. They've done it with mine. It's a 10-minute phone call. It's a no obligation. You're not obligated to do anything. Just let them come out, look at your garage, measure your garage. Let them show you their samples of what they do and how they do it. 9 designer colors. You'll pick one. They'll get a date set up for you. They'll move everything. You don't lift a finger. You don't pay them through the done. Lifetime warranty, functional, better looking, raising the value of your home. And my real estate guy over there, Will, you have a garage like this, it raises the value of your home. It is a showcase. We love it. Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim today, 404-8158, 404-8158. A short break, final segment after this.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Friends, here's something you probably already know. America is in a health crisis. Me, you, and our friends and family. It's a health crisis that's caused by being overweight, and so many of these issues could be resolved if we could just get our weight under control. Hey friends, it's Mike Vaughn from The Mickey Plyler Show, and I've seen it all firsthand with a family member who has tried the weight loss drugs and shots. I mean, who wants to take shots, plus all of the side effects, and when the shots end, the weight just seems to come right back. That's why I've been so excited about my experience with PhD Weight Loss. They've helped me learn how to eat and think about food differently. They help their patients drop up to a third of their body weight naturally without ever taking those weight loss drugs. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own body's metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. Reach out to my great friends at PhD Weight Loss in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature, memorable moments with than family.
Mom, I got an A.
Ingles. All the ingredients for family.
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I want to talk about looking for a career, upper mobility, retention, and having that employee around for a long time. If someone wants to come to work for Snyder Tree, what would a career look like?
Our goal is 15% growth a year, which gives everyone the opportunity to come into Snyder Tree, find out what they're good at, and move forward. I think that everyone should have the opportunity to grow every day of their life.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
When the chips are down and the games are close, the 2025 Atlanta Braves don't give up the fight.
Ozuna sends one soaring to deep left field. That's got wings and an engine, and it's 3-1 Braves.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Cade takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Cade gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Disco Inferno. OJ's? No? Too much fire. How about disco group in the I don't know. Who is that?
Lady and the
Tramps. Lady and the Tramps? No.
No, it's just the Tramps.
Oh, the Tramps.
Yes.
Wouldn't have got that one.
Never would have gotten it myself.
No. Upcountry Fiber. I wish I could get Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. Hey, Will, guess who has upcountryfiber.com in their house? Landon.
Oh, love. I was about to say.
Did I tell you? You hadn't been here with me. I said this before. My neighbor had it in Greenville. We don't have it in our neighborhood. Will lives near my neighborhood. We don't have it yet. And my neighbor, we don't have it yet. And he's like, I used to have Upcountry Fiber. Like, what happened? Like, these other companies stink. I went, yeah. That's what we've been telling people. Yeah. Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. Strongest solutions. Go by and see my great friends at Upcountry Fiber at upcountryfiber.com. Chad is in Columbia. I'm sitting down now. Good morning, Chad. How you doing, buddy?
The tide has turned. Hey, Mick, I came up with a slogan, the Mickettes. I mean, I was buying stock. I was literally endorsing them for a new show to replace Billy Kwok. And then yesterday, in a matter of moments, they started endorsing Star Wars. I mean, Mick, Star Wars is maybe one of the worst movies of all time. You know how you know you're a fan of Star Wars? You never turned a 6-4-3 double play in your life. You never hit a three-pointer. You never had a meaningful conversation with a co-ed. I mean, Mick, the guys that like Star Wars played right field for the Little League team. And I'm not talking about an all-star. I'm talking about game one, they're right, batting ninth. Take the bat away from the kids if they're batting ninth and give them a lifesaver. Mick, sell stock. This is a fire sale on the Mickettes. I'm all out on them.
Oh, no. Man, all it was one thing, huh?
That's just unbelievable.
Oh, Chad and Columbia.
I won't take it.
Told you before.
I've turned a double play, by the way, all right? And I've hit many, many three-pointers in my time. So that's not true. I guess I'm just, you know, I'm on the different level.
I am on the 1 Corinthians level. When it says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. I'm an adult now. I don't watch Star Wars.
It's just entertainment, man. I don't get why it's such a bad thing to be entertained.
Mm-mm, ain't happening.
Hey, yeah.
It just ain't happening. Delvin's been very, very patient with me. Hey, good morning, Delvin. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man? I had to call here for the last show, man.
Yeah, how about that, man? I'm sorry it took so long. We had all these guests and everything. But, hey, yeah, I'm glad. We're going to miss the old fella over here. Gonna wish him all the luck in the world.
I just want to say y'all doing Wingate. Tell Atlanta, Wingate just can't walk into Bobby Lamb or the Bobby Lamb and Anderson think they're going to get a victory now.
No. Bobby Lamb's going to have prepared. Have the Trojans prepared over there.
But, y'all talking about games to watch out for. A game that interests me the week one that nobody's talking about is Mississippi State going to Southern Miss.
Yes.
But Charlie Hurd got all his players basically from Marshall and the quarterback from Marshall that won the Sun Belt Conference Championship last year. That's a sneaky game that I think Southern Miss can win in.
You know what? Mississippi State's not been very good. Now, we do know that Scott Greenville's son is now Mississippi State staff, so we might have to pull for the bullies a little bit. But on the road, like, what is Mississippi State? Who signed that contract? What's Mississippi State doing going to Hattiesburg, Mississippi? And don't they know they're in the SEC? It's crazy.
Yeah. Whose son is on staff now? Mississippi State, you said whose son?
Oh, Scott from Greenville, one of our listeners. He is a support staff guy. He was at Arkansas State with Butch Jones, and he has now moved on, and he is in Starkville, Mississippi State. So we got a local tie now to Mississippi State football.
Yeah, that's an interesting game I was looking at.
You said
NC State, East Carolina. I agree with you because that's a rivalry. And what happened in the bowl game when they had a little fight.
Rematch. And they hate each other. They've always fought.
And they don't blame on East Carolina. We don't hate that way and start that. They want us starting like, okay, you got the first game of the season.
Here's the thing, man. This is the only rivalry I've ever heard of this. Both of these teams have torn down the goalpost as the visiting team. When NC State went to Greenville, they did it. When Greenville came up to NC State, to Raleigh, they did it. I've never heard of that before. The visiting fans stormed the field and tore down the goalpost on their opposing field. So they hate each other, man. Like, they really despise each other up in North Carolina.
Yeah, but he did. He said that at the media day. He's talking about, we're talking about the game. We didn't start on that stuff. He said, we're ready for these guys. He said, he was talking about revenge and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling they don't recover. What you said? I'm recovering now.
Well, neither side ever starts a fight. You know that. Like, their guy said this, and we were only reacting to what they did. And that's back-to-back games against each other. Should be a lot of fun. Should be a great
game. Yeah. Before I got there, I want to say, Landon, man, good luck on your future endeavors, man, and I hope to hear from you soon. And call in every now and then, man.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need to get up out of the bed before 9 a.m. You going to do that?
I'm going to try.
All right. Good deal. Don't appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend. Let me get Mike Vaughn on a Friday, man. Good morning, Mike V. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, skip the music. It's my two-minute drill. I had to sneak it in. Just wanted to wish Landon all the best. Enjoyed working with him this summer. Couldn't miss calling in on the last day. Who would have thought that Married Orange would have called in and talked about my high school football? No, my high school golf coach, Willis Burkett. He was awesome. Mickey, real quick, wanted to make sure folks knew that the Easley High School football jamboree is getting moved to Liberty High School today, starting at 5. 8 great teams will be over there competing. I think the finale is the Easley Greenway versus the Daniel Lions, so that'll be a big time. Moving to Liberty High School today, starting at 5. And then, Mickey, I got a big surprise for you on Monday. Would it be okay to call you back on Monday?
Let's do it. I'll be here. And, good Lord willing.
And speaking of high school football, the Hitch and Pitch is back starting Monday, August the 25th. We'll be talking week 0 and looking out for week 1 in high school football. Well, way to go, Landon. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mike, for sure. I got a texture on here. Will Clinton, Blues Traveler is in Myrtle Beach on October the 26th. They're in North Augusta on October 25th. And they've got some dates in Georgia, the guy says. So Blues Traveler, a lot of locally coming to the state of South Carolina.
I think that might be our bye week as well.
Hey, there you go. There you go. You've been known to travel. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Hey, if you're on a bank draft right now, just find out what you're paying, find out what your coverage is, and get it to Brad and see if he can help you out. They might be able to bid it or get you better coverage to get you both. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. For my Brad Hughes moment here, Michigan finds out today from the NCAA what their penalties are going to be from the Connor Stallion stuff. Stay tuned for breaking news all day long on the show and see what Michigan gets. They're actually playing the music now. All right, so Sam has got us in this mode. We're not going to skip the music ever again. 2 minute drill, let's hear it.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
So with the Big 12, they've made a move to prohibit throwing items onto the playing surface during football games.
The WNBA did now? What now?
This is the Big 12. But okay. Similar to many WNBA games, this is going to impact Texas Tech, who have the tradition of tossing tortillas onto the field. But the policy will allow for tortillas to be thrown during the opening kickoff for Texas Tech games.
I had no idea. No one ever told me that. How come I didn't know that? There's a bunch of great things being thrown on courts. You know, the Palestria had it where he threw toilet paper into the first basket, and he get flooded with all that. Didn't know that was the case. So good to the tortillas are still back. In his final two-minute drill of the summer, Landon?
I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come here, be a part of this show, get to know everybody. Will, it's very poetic that the group I started with is the group that I ended with. So thankful for you and all the things that you taught me on that side. Even Faxon helping me out. He's helping me out off the scenes.
Well, shout you moved his stuff for him.
I did move the rug. I was the heavy loader over there. But again, yes, just thank you. And can't wait to see where my journey continues. I hope to be back here one day. I sure do hope. And I'll try to call in as much as I possibly can.
You know, there's a tree here. A WCCP, the Mickey Plotter tree you got.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
I got him so with the right guy.
Who knows? I don't know. Maybe you're so much better than the host, then that's how that all works out. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Our 2 minute drill sponsored by him. And we love Eric Newton, love everything about Eric Newton. Ashley sent me some great information. Hey, the brand new townhomes in Clemson are Greenleaf, and Eric's building these are amazing. Design, convenience in mind, just a mile from campus, the perfect spots for students and non-students. You're looking for affordable luxury premium living, think about this. Go to tiger-properties.com, go to ericdute.com, check out Greenleaf. Really, really cool stuff there. One sports note for my two-minute drill. Glory, glory, Man United, Gunners, Arsenal going down on Sunday. The most improved team in the EPL, Manchester United, making an upper climb to get back in the top six, and that all begins at 11:30 Eastern time on Sunday. And it's a good weekend. You've got Manchester City is hosting the Wolves this weekend. You got Tottenham Hotspur hosting Burnley. Ugh. I guess I might have to watch a little of that. Come on, Burnley. Start the season off right. Get the Spurs set off the other way. But it all begins today, a little EPL. With Liverpool and Bournemouth coming up today was that 3 o'clock? Looking forward to that for sure. And then on a very serious note, well, first of all, let me thank Scott Reimer, Josh Williams, John Stilwell, Roy Philpott for sure. Herb says Manchester United stinks. Herb, you're no longer a part of the show. Will, great job on a Friday. I'll see you on Monday.
Let's do it.
All right. And on a very serious note, man, we are big Wingate fans. We listen to play-by-play stuff. You're awesome. Tell your mom and dad to keep listening. And I can't thank you enough for your career. We're always here for you, man. So. You did a great job, and but tearful, not goodbye. It's a see you later, buddy, right? We'll see you later for sure for all that. All right, tune in on Monday. Dr. Martin will be with us with our sports med segment. We're going to review all the Major League Baseball stuff of the weekend, the PGA Tour, the NASCAR stuff, the EPL stuff, the NFL preseason games. We're going to review all that on Monday, so don't miss all that for sure. Up next to our favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have a wonderful weekend, but most importantly, tune in on Monday. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the Upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the Upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson.